Mr. Cole, I know you're around here somewhere. I saw you. Mr. Phillips? Well, we got the magic number three. That's all we need. You said, yeah, Jim's the only one to talk to you. All right, tonight is, of course, the council's land use public hearing, which, if everybody's familiar with, P&Z had one several weeks ago. We do, of course, like anything in council, we do things a little bit different than P&Z. We're going to let Mr. Griffith, our county lawyer, run the public hearing, and he will explain how we're going to do it, and then we'll hear a report from Mr. Lank and then our land use consultant. And council, just to be, I would make sure everybody's cool up here. If the green light's on, you're live. If it's not, you're not, okay? So you got to push the button. These are the old mics from the original council. Jim?
Thank you, Mr. Jones. My comments will be fairly brief. This is a public hearing on the ordinance to adopt the 2007 update to the 2002 comprehensive plan. Each person who is here who wishes to address council will be given the opportunity to do that. So if you're not called on first or second, don't worry that you will not be recognized. We'll stay here as long as necessary to recognize everyone. As most of you know, a hearing has already been held by the Planning and Zoning Commission. They will give a report to council. Council does not have that report or recommendation. Therefore, council will not vote to take any action on the update until after we receive the comments and recommendations from the Planning and Zoning Commission. We'll begin tonight with some brief introductory comments from Lawrence Lank, the Director of Planning and Zoning. Mr. Lank will be followed by Paul Driscoll, who is the county's planning consultant. He's with Urban Research and Development Corporation. After those two persons have given brief comments and overview information, we will then begin recognizing members of the public. When you come to this, when you speak or when you address council, you'll need to come down to the podium, which is just before you in the foreground. Before you make your statement, please state your name and your address. We have to be able to determine who has made each comment, and we would like to know where you are from. So in the same way that we ask you to do that at regular planning and zoning meetings and public hearings, we will ask you to do that tonight. When I say that each person will be given a chance to address council, say whatever it is you're going to say when you're at the podium. We will not go back and recognize people a second time or a third time. So whatever you have to say, please say it. If you have written comments and wish to hand those in, they will be made part of the record in their verbatim form in which you give them to us. If you have oral comments to make as opposed to written, then those will be spoken from the stand. To the extent that you're able to do that, it would be helpful to us if your comments could be fairly concise and not repeating the same thing over and over. We probably have somewhat of a long evening ahead, so that would be helpful if you could avoid being repetitive. If you say something and then hear someone else who speaks later say something different than what you said, we're not going to provide opportunity for rebuttal. We simply want to hear what each person has to say and not have rebuttals and question and answer or argumentative type interplay between various speakers. So at this time, we will recognize Lawrence Lank.
Thank you. Well, the purpose of this evening is to give consideration to the 2007 land use plan update, an ordinance adopting the 2007 update of the comprehensive plan for Sussex County and repealing ordinance number 1574, the comprehensive plan update adopted on December 10th of 2002. On April 3rd of 2008, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing.